Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. This is the fourth in the Making Space series, and this is Making Space for Money, which I know you like. You're not going to like it after the title, but that's okay. Here's what I need you to do today. I want you to think of your past work week. So if you're like, I've been on vacation for 3 weeks, Kristen, cool, your last working week. And I want you to think of your life in terms of three categories, your work life, not your personal life. I want you to think of it in terms of your magic time. So that time in which you are bringing the work only you can bring into the world, that's your magic time. And this is a rough estimate, how much of your time was magic time of your last work week. And then I want you to think of your muggle time. How much of your work was muggle time? Like you were accounting, you were processing orders, you were boxing things up, shipping them out. You were updating your social media. You were talking to people on Instagram. You were commenting. You were reading blogs. You were taking a class. You were invoicing. You were managing funds. You were writing descriptions for new products. So you weren't creating the products, because creating the products is probably your magic time. You were writing descriptions, updating the website, updating quantities, making sure ship codes worked, whatever it is. Think of how much of your time, just estimate as percentage, how much of your time was muggle time. And then again, thinking of your past work week, how much of your time was mogul time? So mogul time, which we've talked about in the Three Kinds of Business Time podcast, is when you are actively going out and showing your work to the world in ways that make you dollars. It means that you're announcing, this is what I have for sale. This is what's currently on offer. This is how many spaces I have. This is how much work I can take on. Look, I made this new thing. You should buy it. So it's not just look, I made this new thing. It's look, I made this new thing. You should buy it. Look, this thing is available in my shop. Look, this thing is available in my store. Here's some work that I've done in the past. Here's some work I'm currently doing. It's not just buy this shit now, motherfuckers. It's also the subtle practice of, hey, I'm here and I'm making stuff. How much of your time in the past work week was mogul time? Because here's the thing, that window that you offer for mogul time is the same window that you offer for money to come into your life. Let me say that again. The time that you offer up to mogul time, to doing the work of not just having work and not just making sure the work functions correctly in the world, but of actually promoting the work, of being a mogul, that is the time that you allow money into your life. So if 100% of your work week is dedicated to magic and to muggle, and 0% is dedicated to mogul, then it is not surprising when you have no money coming into your life. I don't say this as a judgment. I say this as a way of reminding you that these three elements are super important, and that when you eliminate any one of them, you're fucked in business. And the one that we are most likely to eliminate if we are creative and if we give a shit about the work that we do, if it's close to our hearts, is mogul time, is doing the marketing, is showing the work, is going out and saying, this is what I do, this is why I do it, and this is why you should hire me. But when you dedicate time to moguling, you're dedicating time to letting money into your life. So when you make space for money, you make space for moguling. Boom, there it is. Truth bomb and shit delivered in under 4 minutes. If you're like, I don't do any fucking moguling, Kristen, go look at M School. Because magical creatures need fucking muggle skills and mogul skills. And muggles need magical skills, and we all need mogul skills, and they're all covered in M School, which is, like, come on, just go look, brandcampblog.com, click on courses, takes you right over to M School, and it's 7 audio shorts of 20 minutes, because those things are dense, and I want you to go and do them and realize that you are making space for money when you're making space for your magic and your muggling, that there's time. You can make time to mogul, and when you make time to mogul, things shift and change. And if you would like to work with me one-on-one, click on that tab in the sidebar or at the top of brandcampblog.com, because I have space left for dominatrixing. That's when we work one-on-one over the course of a couple of months, a few phone calls, and we make some magic happen. Typically people, you know, like, they increase their revenue significantly. Often they double their businesses as a result of working with me. And I have a lot of fun doing that. If you're like, no, 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 I'm so far beyond a class that does not require you talking with me on the phone, then check out Dominatrixing. And there's still space in Steer Your Ship. If you're like, whoa, 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 what now? Go to brandcampblog.com/SYS. And that is the ultimate combo platter of me in person, plus me on the phone, plus a group of people to do this with, plus so much magic. And that starts in October. But now is the time to consider it. Now's the time to save up the money to do it. And now's the time to make that shit happen. So you have three options. M-School, you have Dominatrixing, and you have Steer Your Ship. All available. Go check them out. And start moguling. Start taking the time to show your work, to let people know you're available. And think of it as, when I do this activity, I am making space for money. Boom. Thanks so much for listening. I will see you next time.